Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Happy September, BTN News listeners, and happy Friday, too. Welcome to today's edition of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, Kyle Swagger. Yes, it is September 1st, 2017. All the best technology news will be coming your way right now in about 5 minutes. Starting off our Friday edition, little Google and taking screenshots on your Android phone. Yeah, kind of can get complicated depending on what kind of phone you have, of course. Particularly for the new user out there, it's like, okay, how do I do now? How many buttons do I push? What? But Google Assistant wants to take all of that worry away from you. How so? Well, by asking Google Assistant, saying, "Hey, can you take a screenshot for me?" And apparently it will. This is all thanks to a recent update with Google Assistant for Android users, of course, by simply saying, "Okay, Google, take a screenshot," and there you go. Facebook, our non-media company, is about to bring you more media. Thanks to its new video hub that's coming to everyone, at least in the United States to start off with. Yes, I'm talking about Watch. And is going to be rolling out to U.S. Facebookers over the next few days. Watch apparently will have hundreds of original shows for people to choose from. Shows ranging anywhere from about 20 to 30 minutes. Now, yes, this platform was announced early last month and will indeed replace the current video tab in Facebook on mobile, desktop, and TV. Oh, yeah. That's right. Facebook videos on your television. Who would have thunk it? From a non-media company. Technology, a thing of wonders. Like, I don't know, cramming 400 gigabytes into a micro SD card. You're thinking, no way. And I'm thinking, oh yeah, way. SanDisk has done the unthinkable and has unveiled the 400 gigabyte micro SD card. I don't know if you'd ever need this much space on a micro SD, but then again, we thought years ago we'd never need 8 gigs. So, what am I saying? Amazingly, this just comes 2 years after the initial release of that 200 gigabyte predecessor. So it looks like we're adding about 100 gigabytes per year. I know this is all nice and fun and dandy and all that, but what's it cost? Amazingly, $250. Not cheap, but not as much as I thought it was going to be. Now, only if the slots on a lot of phones that do accept a micro SD card slot, yeah, if they would accept 400. Hey, I don't think we're going to be seeing that anytime soon. Finally, parents out there, do you have a hell of a time trying to get your kids out of bed, especially when school starts? Well, fear no more, because you're going to make them smell smells that are going to make them want to get out of bed, thanks to this new little invention. Now, let's take you back here a little bit. It's called SensorWake. This was way back in 2015, and it was actually a Kickstarter thing. Imagine that. Amazingly enough, the device actually raised 4 times more money than it thought it was going to. So because of this, this thing's getting off the ground, but there will be a name change. It's called BeSent, as in B-E-S-C-E-N-T. Now, to get you caught up, what is BeSent? Well, BeSent is like an alarm clock that apparently will fill your kid's room, or heck, even an adult's room. We need some help getting up every once in a while, don't we? Yeah. With peculiar scents that will just make us rise and shine. Say scents like, I don't know, a fart. Yeah, that'll make you get out of bed, won't it? Or that lovely armpit smell after a long workout. Yeah, that makes me just want to get up. As you probably guessed, these are scents that are supposed to be repulsive, making you, yes indeed, get the hell out of bed so you don't have to smell it anymore. No word yet if we're going to see other scents in the future. I sure hope so. Because I gotta say, nothing says happy Friday morning to the world like the smell of sh**. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. Hey, I'm going to mention this right now. It is the first of the month, and this is what we're calling BTN Donations Day. Yes, each month we're going to be asking you for your support for the BTN Network. That's so we can keep bringing all this lovely little content to you for free, including the news show, the Mac show, the big show, so many other podcasts over there, of course, the website, the blog, the review section, so much. But by doing so, we need your support. How easy is it, you say? Well, it's very easy. PayPal.me/British Tech. Put in the amount you think we are worth. Yes, indeed, it is that simple. Your donation will go right back into BTN so we can keep improving things for you. Also, while you're doing all that little URLing, you can also hop on over to BritishTechNetwork.com. That's our official website for all the podcasts, the blog, and review section, too. Links to all of our social media sites, British Tech Network on Facebook and Instagram, British Tech on Twitter, and, of course, the British Tech Network Slack room. That's where our BTN community is, and we'd love for you to be a part of. of it. You can easily do that by going to britishtech.slack.com. Come on over and join us. We'd love to have you. The new show headed into the weekend, but don't worry. We'll be back on Monday getting you caught up with the best technology news that's going to happen over the next 48 hours. Yeah, the whole weekend. But until then, have yourself a glorious Friday. Have a great weekend ahead. And thank you so much, as always, for listening.